Almost 2 years into the Iraqi imposed war on Iran, the strategic port city of Khorramshahr was liberated from the occupation of Iraqi forces in 1982. The operation codenamed Bayt al-Muqaddas put an end to 575 days of Iraqi occupation of the city south of Iran. In retaking the city, the Iranians captured some 19,000 soldiers from the Iraqi army. The then Iraqi president Saddam Hussein, who intended to declare Khorramshahr as one of Iraq's cities, was shocked for the defeat. Later, he ordered the execution of a number of top Iraqi commanders who were responsible for the Khorramshahr battle.
The unity of the Iranian forces was the strong belief of the forces in the leadership of Imam Khomeini, and their reliance on God and people's help were keys to the victory of the Iranian forces in liberating Khorramshahr.
During the operation, 6,000 Iranian forces were killed and 24,000 others injured.
The liberation of Khorramshahr changed the balance of power in the Iraqi imposed war on Iran and cast doubt over the ability of Saddam's war machine, which had received full economic, military, and intelligence support from the US and its allies.
According to available documents, more than 20 countries led by the United States helped the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in the Iraqi imposed war on Iran. They provided Saddam with all sorts of modern weapons and military equipment, and Iran stood against their aggression all by itself.
France and Germany supported Iraq more than any other European country. France provided the Iraqi army with super Etendard aircrafts and laser-guided missiles. When such military aid failed to help the Iraqi army, Germany sent chemical bombs to Iraq, 6,000 tons of which were dropped on the Iranian forces, as well as the civilian population. Italy and Belgium also stepped in to supply Saddam with anti-armored missiles.
Although many more important operations were carried out during the Iraq-Iran war, to most Iranians, Bayt al-Muqaddas operation has been of special significance because it was a sign of resistance against occupation.
When the Iraqi forces had occupied Khorramshahr, we felt depressed and unhappy, but the day of the liberation of Khorramshahr from the occupation of Iraqi forces was one of the happiest days in my life because Iranians defended their homeland and this is a national duty.
Although I was not born at that time, whenever I hear the story of the liberation of Khorramshahr, I feel proud of my country. I believe such spirit of resistance still exists among the Iranian youth and that they are ready to defend their country if need be.
Although 3 decades have passed from the liberation of Khorramshahr, Iranians still try to keep the memory of that historic operation alive in different ways. Saman Kujiri, Press TV, Tehran.